Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It has been estimated that nearly 8 million millennials relocated last year, heading to just new places throughout the United States. Some of these people left for a different job.
Okay.
Maybe they wanted more space, different kind of quality of life. But the top five states that millennials moved to were Colorado, Rhode Island,
okay,
Maryland, New York, and South Carolina.
So no Washington.
No Washington.
Good. Don't
and
come
then,
here.
On the other
says
end.
Says the transplant.
They were fleeing from Connecticut,
Washington,
Idaho, Minnesota, Georgia, and Indiana.
Well, I don't know much about any of those places other than Minnesota, and it's cold as F. I went one time, and it was in the winter, and I'm like, this is unbearable. So I understand it for that reason, but although I heard Minnesota's a pretty cool spot.
Well, this leads us to want to ask a simple question. For the Washington transplants out there, we want to know, where are you from and why did you move here? Let's start with Ray, who's driving north on I-5. Ray, where are you from originally?
Missouri.
And why did you move to the great state of Washington?
Well, long story, but basically for a piece of tail.
Okay. Did it work out for you?
No, it did not. Oh. But... I did meet somebody up here, and we've been together over 30 years, and
love it.
Kids, grandkids, all that. So
it's kind of funny in a roundabout way. That was part of why I moved to Washington. There's very many reasons.
I wanted for tail?
Well, I wanted to get a hell away from my family because everybody was crazy. So I'm like, let me just get as far away as possible. I also always wanted to see Mudhoney live, and they never went on tour. I had a lot of dumb reasons, but also one drunken night. My friend Janelle and I, who was a buddy in college, we were at a bar, and I go, I think I'm going to move to Seattle. You want to move to Seattle with me? And I always kind of had a crush on her. Never thought she would say it. She's like, yeah, that sounds like a blast.
What?
And in my head, I'm like, I should have just asked her out to a movie. That would have been a lot cheaper and a lot less difficult. But
now you have a roommate.
Yeah, no, and we moved out with another buddy. We then convinced another buddy drunkenly to come move out with us as well. He was unbearable. So, and she hated him by the time we got to Washington. And then we had to live all together. And she finally was like, I'm moving back home. This is too much for me. And then I was stuck with that dude. And I'm like, I'm moving out. I'm going to go find somewhere else to live.
So did you ever get the tail?
No, she was just, I don't think she had any interest, and I had no game. I can invite you to Seattle. I just can't ask you out on a date.
You still don't have game, Steve.
I know. It's weird. I'm shocked that my wife is even with me.
206-803-ROCK. Matt from Redmond, our simple question to you. Where are you from, and why did you move here?
I'm from Alaska, and I came down for two reasons. One was a girl, and one was to be closer to family.
All right, so we're two for two on town.
Specifically.
What's that?
I said my niece and nephew specifically.
And have you been loving it here since?
I'm still with my niece and nephew.
But not with the girl?
No.
Well, glad that your niece and nephew didn't break up with you.
206-803-ROCK, our simple question for Aaron in Tacoma. Where are you from and why did you move to Washington?
I'm originally from California. Moved up here back in 2014 for a girl I met through a dating app.
We're three for three.
That's amazing. Wait,
so how did the relationship end up? Are you guys together?
No.
Oh, wait. So what happened?
So shortly after the new year in 2015, it just wasn't working out, and I decided to stick it out and met my now wife, who I've been with her for 10 years.
Okay.
Nice.
Everybody's having a happy ending.
I just want to talk to somebody where it actually worked out on the first try. Maybe it's Rob in Gig Harbor. Rob from Gig Harbor, where are you from originally, and why did you move here?
Hey, guys. I'm from Los Angeles, California, and I moved here under peer pressure, actually.
From a girl?
No, actually, my mom and my brother.
Wait, they were so sick of you that they said move away from us?
They're like, get out. No, actually, what happened was when the world was closed down,
My
mom called me one day and she said, son, you know how I've always wanted you to get out of California? Well, your brother has a place in the state of Washington you can go live if you like. So he called me one day and we talked. And for about a month after that, they would both call me once a week. When are you moving up? When are you moving? Are you moving? When are you moving? This went on for like almost practically 2 months. And finally, one day, I just said, you know what? What the hell? Put all my stuff in storage and then moved up here. And I've been up here ever since. That was in 2020, right before Thanksgiving.
So are you happy with the decision? Are you glad that they pressured you into moving to Washington?
You know, to be honest with you, I kind of like it out here. Being from L.A., taking a guy from L.A. and putting him in the forest is a definite culture shock.
Yeah.
But I got to say, it's a really beautiful state to live in. I like it. Other than the drivers out here, not a big fan. I thought L.A. was really bad. But I don't know. Washington's a pretty close tie for first when it comes to drivers.
Oh, Washington's crushing it when it comes to terrible drivers. I agree.
Top of the list.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.